Tantor Audio, a division of Recorded Books, presents Maiden to Mother, Unlocking Our Archetypal Journey into the Mature Feminine by Sarah Durham Wilson, narrated by Leslie Howard. Introduction. When you have no inner mother, inside, you're still just a little girl, trapped in a woman's body. Do you know that feeling? I know it, because I was her. I was a little girl, lost at sea, with no one to watch over me. Why don't I know how to live my life? Why don't I have a map? Why don't I have a key? I thought I needed a map, but what I needed was a mother, an inner mother. An idol of mine, the great Jungian analyst and author Marion Woodman, said if we don't tend to the fire inside, it will kill us. But if we nourish it, it will guide us. She is referring to a voice inside that we often silence because it terrifies us. It will change everything we know. It will demand our greatness. It will require we accept the adventure life is calling us into. It calls us to the heroine's journey that we were born for. So we ignore it, this voice of our destiny, of our ultimate destination. And ignoring that voice will bring us nothing but discontent. But if we can listen to this voice, accept its challenges, and expand instead of contract into suffering, we will find our true selves. We must do this for ourselves and the world before it is too late. We must walk with beauty and courage. We must become the mother we needed when we were little, and the mother we need to be for ourselves now and for the world that is so desperately crying out for mother. She is unconditionally loving, compassionate, wise, intuitive, infinitely creative, strong, sensual, serene, capable, fierce, gentle, reliable, a lover, and a queen. Many women I work with initially think that our journey from maiden to mother must have something to do with their capacity to become mothers of children. After all, that is what the word mother means. Yet, I'm asking women to think about mother in an entirely new way. When I write about mother, I'm referring to an archetypal mother, a birthright for all humans. This may or may not resonate with your experience of being mothered. It may also relate to your own experience of becoming the mother of a child, or it may not. So many women can birth or raise children and remain in maiden, which is the immature feminine. And of course, we know so many women who age but don't mature. And unfortunately, what tends to happen when a woman is desperate to stay young on the outside is that she often stays young on the inside. And that's where it gets unnatural. That's where a woman becomes a wounded maiden. Because to come into archetypal mother is to come into the mature, fully developed, self-actualized feminine. When I say it is time to become the mother, I mean it is time to do what you came here to do. It is time to become who you came here to be. I did this for myself before it was too late. I want you to do this for yourself before it is too late. And I want you to do this for the world before it is too late. I sincerely believe the pain and losses we experience in Wounded Maiden can be and are meant to be culled into the extraordinary wisdom of the mother. That if we are willing, our pain will not be in vain. We can make meaning of our maiden pain, and we can turn it into mother medicine. But first, we must face that pain. We must hear, tend to, and mother our inner little one, our maiden, who has been deeply wounded by living in this patriarchal nightmare that told her she was bad or wrong, too much or too little. All of my wounded maiden's pain was not in vain. It has transformed into wisdom. In Mother, our hearts break with compassion for ourselves and the world, and when the heart breaks, it expands to hold all of life. We can now hold ourselves and the other. In Mother, we learn to live more deeply, sensually awakened, and connected to our bodies and the earth. Through this journey, your pain won't be in vain either. When I began Made into Mother work, I studied the behavioral blocks of my wounded maiden state. My chief wound was not receiving the love of my mother as I desired it. She had never provided me with the security and acceptance that I craved, and before I knew it, she was gone. She died of cancer when I was 17, and we never had the chance in this life to reconcile and build a healthy connection. As a result, I developed the widespread feminine wounds of smallness, terror, hysteria, fragility, reactivity, vanity, and victimhood. I was desperate for attention and validation, and this was expressed in multiple abusive relationships with men. In my early adulthood, I started developing a theory about this cultural paradigm in which women are abused, our desires and needs are suppressed, and our full power is never realized. This is a society in which toxic patriarchal masculinity grooms us to stay terrified little girls who serve men and appease conflict and never build the confidence to listen to our inner wisdom. Cultural messaging trains us to feel shame for being a woman who bleeds with the moon. We fear aging and believe that we are only as good as we look to the male eye through the patriarchal lens. The world's dominant religions reinforce that females are contaminating forces to the purity of the male and therefore must suppress their power. Potent conditioning descends on women, making us conform to this idea that we are secondary and less than our male counterparts. In America, this indoctrination begins early, when we read and are shown versions of Grimm's fairy tales that teach us that women are weak and need to be rescued by a handsome prince. The theme of such tales is woven into our popular culture and fed back to us as we mature, in the form of TV sitcoms, celebrity magazines, Hollywood romance movies, and subtle messaging and advertising. As a result, many women remained focused on the trivial and superficial aspects of femininity, instead of understanding that the feminine is one of the most powerful, transformative forces in the universe. Do you feel stuck in girlhood? Perhaps waiting for a prince? And unable to progress into the power and confidence of a woman? If you do, it is not your fault, but it is your responsibility to examine the forces and circumstances that have arrested your development into the mature feminine. It is your duty to rewrite your fairy tale. I was greatly influenced by the work of Marion Woodman, who at the time of her death in 2018 was heralded as the most influential explorer of the feminine psyche. The first half of her life was spent as an English and drama teacher, but in her 40s, the prime time of feminine maturity, she discovered the psychological theories of Carl Jung and trained to become a psychoanalyst herself. She found that Jung's theories didn't necessarily apply to the female experience as they were steeped in patriarchal thinking. Her mission was to unearth previously hidden elements of the feminine unconscious, which would assist both women and men in their quest to become psychologically whole, conquering depression, anxiety, eating disorders, and other ailments. She used myth and poetry to help her clients and readers integrate these unconscious, primal needs of the feminine. This book includes my poetic interpretations of the maiden to mother journey in short passages throughout the chapters in homage to her. In addition to drawing upon Woodman's insights, I offer up the ancient Sumerian myth of the goddess Inanna as an example of a strong
sample complete. Ready to continue?